of our senior group. You know, most of our seniors didn't play 4 years of football for us. You know, if you kind of go through our list, most of them were there for two or three seasons. Were guys that kind of joined us late. You know, Eric Bowling's one of them. You know, played 2 years of football, became a really good football player for us. You know, would have loved to see what happens if he plays for four. You know, Drew Prosser is another one. Really probably played like a season and a half, played a little bit as a freshman, and then his senior year. You know, we just – you kind of go through that list. You know, Jackson Piercy, we had Malachi White for a year. Like, you know, it would have been fun to see him, you know, if we would have had him for all four. But I'm really proud of the senior group and how they led and how they, you know, I think really got us back to right back on track to where we want to be. You know, we needed a strong senior group to kind of set the standard again and you know, make sure that we're working back towards what MTCS football is going to be. And, you know, I think we took a lot of steps in the right direction, and I think it was our senior class that really helped laid the foundation.
I guess you'd say they're kind of they were like a stopgap, because you won the state, and then you had a year where you knew you were going to be young, and that group stepped up as juniors and seniors to bring it to this year, and you're kind of back, is what I'm saying. You know what you have. You know the future looks bright.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, they gave me everything they had. And, you know, I love this senior group. I think it's a really good group of kids. You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of them in there that aren't vocal leaders by nature that became vocal leaders. You know, I think there's people that came out late, like a Jackson Piercy. You know, he comes out and never played football before in his life, and ends up being, you know, one of our best leaders, really vocal leader, guy, you know, the kids would follow, and, you know, fell in love with the weight room. And
that thunderstorm's again, wild. Think, perfect for dramatic impacts.
The young guys,
how do you plan to use the environment?
What
got any tricks up your sleeve?
You know, we have a lot of guys coming back, a lot of guys that I'm really excited about. You know, I think, you know, especially on the offense side of the ball, we don't lose a whole lot. You know, so, you know, I told our seniors last night that I appreciated everything they did for the program. I appreciated them. You know, and I'm excited to watch them, you know, continue to grow, you know, go play other sports, and then, you know, when they graduate and go on to do much bigger and better things than high school athletics. And, you know, I think I told our young guys that, you know, it starts now. You know, it starts now. We're bringing back a really talented group. And, you know, we took a step in the right direction. Now it's time to go take the next step. You know, it's time to go and make sure we win the off season. You know, go play other sports, go have fun, but make sure we're living in the weight room. Make sure we're getting ourselves, our bodies right. That way when we get to spring, we kind of hit the ground running, and we're able to build off of what we did this year.
You look at the score and you go, wow, it was tough. It was a tough night. But things have to happen for that to occur. You had Eric Bowling with 9 tackles. Cooper Jones had a team-high 12 tackles. 10 carries for Bangura for 71 yards. Also added 4 tackles. Now, the loss, it was 49-0, but that just doesn't – it appears that the defense maybe was put in some difficult situations at times.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, started the game off, I thought defense, especially those first 3 or 4 drives, I thought they actually played pretty well, you know, got them in some third and fourth downs, you know, and credit them, they made the plays. You know, we had them a couple times where, you know, you think you're about to get them stopped and they fall forward just getting the first down. You know, and again, I think at the end of the day, there's a few plays early that, you know, they made and we didn't. And, you know, if we make those plays, I think the start of the game is different, and that changes kind of the whole trajectory of the game. But again, I mean, I think it's a, again, it's a shame that this is how it ended. It's a shame that this was our last performance, especially after all of the good things and all of the things we had done throughout the year. You know, again, can't say enough about the senior group. Love them. Again, I think we're on track.
But I guess, Coach, you're going to have a game like that. It just happened to be the last one. You know, I mean, and it's unfortunate, and that's the one you're going to remember. But every team has a game where it just doesn't go your way.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where, you know, we just couldn't quite make the play. You know, we're one block away from springing a big one, right? Like we just overthrow a receiver, make a tackle a half yard past the first down marker, right? Like it's just a bunch of those little things, they stacked up. And you know, most nights it happens a couple times, and then there's always that one night where it just seems like every 50-50 play kind of goes against you. And again, credit Trinity. Thought they played really well. I think they're a really good football team. And so, again, for us, it's about, don't just look at this last game as our whole season, right? Like, I think we've done a lot of really good, a lot of really positive things. And I think everybody in our classification looks at us and understands that we got a lot coming back, and, we're not going away anytime soon.
The future does look good, and you can see it building. Is it kind of similar to the way the other one? I know the state team had two or three years. They're close, had to get over the hump, and they did. You kind of feel that way about this team too. Maybe not necessarily looking at. Well, I guess we always look for the state championship, but your expectations are going to be fairly high for this group, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think. Especially as you start having the talent come through that we have, and you kind of start looking, each year. Really, I think every year I look at it, it's kind of like a 4-year. What do we have right now? What are we gonna have next year? What are we gonna do after that? And I think it's a benefit of being an MTCS is you kind of have an idea of who those people are going to be, and so. We always look at it as like, we had last year, we had a ton of freshman starters all over the place. This year we have a ton of sophomore starters all over the place. I thought our junior class took big strides this year. There's not a ton of them, but I thought they all that entire group took huge steps in their development, and really excited to see what they do their senior year. I think they're going to be able to lead us next year and do a lot of really good things there. And then I think our sophomore group becoming juniors is going to help. When your biggest class becomes a junior class, like that helps. When it's not your biggest class is a freshman or your biggest class is a sophomore.
Right, right.
And so just from a number standpoint, having our bigger class be in the upper half, I think is going to help. And then really proud of our really excited about our freshman group that's going to be sophomores. A bunch of them played a ton, started two offensive linemen. Will Odom, Cooper Yule, I thought Kingston Glover played well when he got into the game last night. And so, you kind of look at it and go, man, like all of our we played a lot of guys this year. And so I think it's one of those things where it's going to benefit us into next year, because the majority of our roster has played significant snaps. Majority of our roster has done it, has been in those games, has been in those tight games. And as long as we learn from things we did wrong, because you're gonna get it wrong when you're young, you just are. And so as long as they learn from that and prepare the right way, I think I think we can take that next step.
Yeah, and numbers are big. I mean, and you're trying to build that too each and every year. The freshman class having a big because with numbers you find gems in those numbers too. Like kids that work really hard, and all of a sudden, wow, this kid as a junior is really, really good. And those are the success stories that you're kind of looking for, not only for the football team itself, but individually for the person, the kid.
Right. Absolutely. I think that group, you know, especially the young ones, they're getting closer to, and that playing for each other is always what's going to win in high school sports. And, you know, that is the teams that win play for each other. And, I think the bonds we have are getting there. I don't think we're as close as we need to be yet. And I think all of our kids would tell you that. But I think we're in a much better spot right now today than we were at the end of last year. And so, you know, again, I think we're going to have a great off season and really build and come out next year and go put the world on notice.
So you're going to have a big junior class. Those numbers, that sounds good. What's the next step now? You'll give them a few days or a couple of weeks or so? Or tell me kind of what Middle Tennessee Christian is going to do here in the next month.
Yeah, we'll pretty much take really like the next 2 weeks kind of off. A lot of them are going to kind of transition into basketball. Then we'll have a Thanksgiving break, and then really kind of after that, like we'll start lifting again in our classes. And so, we'll be able to really kind of start hitting that, you know, pretty much right after Thanksgiving break. And,
you'll reintroduce yourself to your wife and kids.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, yes. I think they're going to be disappointed. Right, that we lost, but I do think the two little ones at home are going to be very excited to have dad around a little bit more. I think the little one's going to be upset that she doesn't get to go on the football field as much. You know, the 1-year-old loves it.
Yeah.
You know, she gets excited every time she sees football on TV. If she comes up to the field house, like, we have to go onto the field. Like, she will not leave if she doesn't get to go on the field. So I do think some of it they're going to be excited that I'm home, and some of it they're going to be bummed they're not on the field, with all the boys. I think that's going to be kind of that next step is really the weight room and just continuing to develop our bodies. And, the best thing about a sophomore is they become a junior, right? And so as long as we handle the weight room the way that we're supposed to, I think physically there's going to be a huge difference in our team. From this year to next year. And again, I think
and offensively you don't lose a lot, right?
I mean, correct,
a bunch of them coming back.
Yeah, we'll lose a receiver, and we'll lose one offensive lineman.
And where will the need be in terms of maybe your numbers are not as the depth, that kind of thing for next year?
I think depth everywhere. I think whenever you're at a small school, I think I'm going to feel pretty good about our ones on both sides of the ball. And then the goal is going to be, you know, developing that depth so that we know, you know, who's the sixth guy up front, right?
When you have a good group of starters,
yeah,
you honestly can – I would think it would help that to develop that depth because you don't have to necessarily worry. Maybe that's a bad way to put it, but you know what you've got. Now you're going to build the people that are going to help who you've got, correct? I mean, is that...
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for them, it's going to be about, like, for the guys who have played a lot of football for us already, it's going to be about perfecting their craft. It's going to be about... getting their body right. It's going to be about, you know, getting bigger, faster, stronger. For those depth guys, you know, it's going to be, you know, the same thing, getting bigger, faster, stronger, developing their body, but also that mental side of it, making sure they know what to do, making sure if their number's called, they're ready to go. I think up front, you know, we're going to bring back 5 guys who started multiple games for
That's
us.
That's huge, yeah.
And so, like, that helps. We bring back our tight end. We bring back our blocking back. Our both quarterbacks come back. Running back comes back. Our wing comes back. So, you know, when we still have guys at the X spot, Knox Carden, Jack Thompson, that come back. So, you know, for us, you know, we bring back guys at every spot. you know, that have played a lot of football for us. Defensively, we're going to have some holes to fill, you know, but I do think there's some guys that were kind of right there in that second group that are going to be ready to go and take on a bigger role. And then, you know, we got to make sure, again, that we have a great offseason. We're going to need to be in shape. You know, we're going to have, you know, the senior group allowed us to play a lot more guys because we were able to go, okay, you're going to kind of be more of an offensive guy. You're going to be kind of more of a defensive guy. You're going to know a spot on the other side of the ball, but you're not going to have to start there. You know, I think we will have probably a couple more guys that are going to have to go both ways. You know, hopefully we're able to, again, develop some depth to eliminate that to where we don't have, you know, six guys going both ways. You know, the sweet spot for me is always trying to have, like, maybe three or four, and then having our backups be starters on the other side. That way we can kind of keep them fresh throughout the game. But all in all, I mean, again, I think the future is bright. I think, you know, if we attack this offseason the way that I know we can, you know, I think we can really position ourselves to be in a really good spot by the time next fall comes around.
I know your coaching staff. I want to give you a minute to. I kind of want to give you a few minutes to thank people, because I know that there's a lot of people that mean so much to you and your program. And I guess we'll start with the coaches, because you've got some that have been with you since you've been there, and some maybe even before you were there that have stayed stuck around. And how much do they mean to you? I know they do a lot.
Oh, I mean, I think that is the lifeblood of the program. You know, obviously as the head coach, you know, I'm the one that sits in here and goes to radio shows and does all that. And, but you know, I'm only a small piece of it. You know, I think, you know, Ed Watson, all the things he does, again, with the travel and, like, even, you know, this Friday, like, making sure, the schedule was right and we got where we needed to be. And, like, it seems like a small thing, but when you're organizing the charter bus and where we're stopping to eat and doing all of those things,
you're on the phone.
Yeah, you got to make sure you got to make sure it's right.
Yeah.
And you know, he's batting 1,000. You know, I never have to worry. If Ed tells me we're good, we're good. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I thought BJ did a really good job for us as ROC this year. You know, I thought we, as the year kind of went on, we kind of adjusted to what we had. You know, we're already kind of talking about, you know, what is that the next adjustment for next year. He's another one. He was the interim head coach before Tackett was here. So another guy that's kind of been around for a while.
And even though he was an interim, that gave him some experience to know what you're thinking and how you feel at times. I would think that would be a great benefit.
No, for sure. For sure. You know, sitting in that chair is different. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is, you know, and you don't know. You'll never know until you're there. And so just having another guy that you can kind of bounce things off of, that you can talk about, some of it football-related, some of it not. But, you know, just all of the other things that go into being a head coach. And then, you know, Webb, Gip, like, I mean, the offensive side of the ball, I think we're all on the same page. I think, you know, Webb and Gip, both young guys that just continue to get better. I think their kids play really hard for them. As you go to the defense side of the ball, I mean, Coach Kerr, being our DC, I think he did a really good job this year. You know, I think he got our kids to play fast. And, you know, I look forward to seeing that grow. You know, brought in Coach Eubanks this year. He was a new one for us on D-line. Thought he did a really good job. Thought the kids really developed well under him. Thought they got better as the year went on.
And that's what you want to see, really. When you're talking about your coaching staff, you see parts of the team get better as the year progresses.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, I think they responded well to them, you know. And you know, the kids have to know that you care. And you know, I think the kids know that he cares. And you know, I think they played hard for him. You know, Coach Rawls, Carlos, you know, Kevin Glover, Mike Guerin, you know, they all kind of have worked in different roles with the edge rushers, the Sams, the linebackers. Having those three guys there as a wealth of knowledge, I think, really helps. You know, Carlos and Mike have been there for a while now. Kevin, we brought up, he coached youth ball all the way up for MTCS. Like he's kind of been with this freshman group all the way up. And, you know, I think it was a pretty seamless transition for him getting up there. And again, I think our linebackers, you know, again, continued to play better as the year went on. You know, and then, you know, Coach Kerr runs the defensive backs. And so, again, I think there's a lot of positives. I think our kids, I think they played hard, right? And I think that is, you know, always kind of that one thing where you're looking at as a coach and making sure that we're getting the most out of them. And, again, I think our kids responded really well to our coaching staff. You know, we'll sit down and we're always looking to try and add somebody, you know. You know, if it fills a need for us, right, it's going to be beneficial to both sides. I think, you know, always looking to try and get another guy in and help out. And, again, I think where we are as a staff, we're in a really good spot. I think we're on the same page. We understand what we're trying to do. And
and then having them there, and I think having the consistency of that coaching staff is always big for a program. You know, if you're shuffling coaches all the time or the head coach is moved on, that kind of thing, it's always good for stability to keep everybody in as many as you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, again, I think they all do a really good job. You know, I tell them all, like, they're the head coach of their position group. You know, that I, you know, if they feel that this is the guy that needs to go into the game, then that's the guy that needs to go into the game. You know, we'll have conversations about it and things like that, but they're the ones that are going to be there, and, you know, they're in Indy with them every day, and, you know, I can't be everywhere all the time. And so, you know, I trust those guys that they're going to make the best decision for the team, and I think they do. And, again, can't say enough about our coaching staff. I think they work really hard. I think we took a lot of strides, and I think we're, like I said, moving in the right direction. We're obviously not where we want to be yet, but I think we're really close.
Christian Peterson's our guest here on Cougar Corner, as he has been for nearly every week except for a bye week, I think, where we had the volleyball coach. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. These are tricky, so be careful here, Coach. You had two games you weren't able to feel.
Yeah.
And just your opinion, do you think that helped or hurt your squad, or did it make any difference at all?
I mean, I think with where we were age-wise, it would have been nice to play some games. You know, I think both of those weeks at one point we had somebody penciled in to play, and, you know, it just didn't work out.
And you weren't alone. There were other teams that happened to.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely wasn't ideal. Like, you know, with a young group like we had, like, we didn't need three bye weeks.
Yeah. You know, so will you try to fill in those now?
I mean, yeah, I've already been, emailing with a couple people, trying to make sure we have games for those weeks. And
that's one part of coaching people outside of coaching don't realize that you're having to do. That is not easy.
No.
A lot of negotiations, you know, kind
absolutely
of thing.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's, you know, people aren't dumb. People know that you know, we're bringing back a lot, and we're about to take a step forward. And so, you know, there's people that are like, I don't know. They want to stay tight on 23. They're bringing a lot of people back. Is that really the game I want to play? And so, you know, trying to find a game that works for both sides. And then,
but you would gladly take a game like that if they were reversed, and the team, you know, you knew you were going to play were pretty good. You'd gladly go and schedule that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we have. I mean, we've played. You know, we've played the Clay Counties. We've played South Pittsburgh. Like, we go out and we go find people.
Yeah.
You know, in the 23 year, we played. You know, a team out of Florida that's won three state titles in the last 5 years. You know, we played Columbia Academy. We knew they were going to be good. And they ended up we ended up playing them again in the semifinals. You know, we're going to find teams that try and prepare us for the postseason that are going to be big, they're going to be physical, and, you know, and try and make sure we're ready to go. And so it's just one of those things where you got to be smart with it, right? You don't want to go schedule, you know, seven potential state champions in your non-region. But, you do want to go make sure that your kids are being pushed and are getting developed and getting to see good talent. You don't want the best team you played all year to be a team you play in the playoffs. And so, you know, I think, again, trying to fill those spots for next year, making sure we have 10. You know, I've been, again, talking to a couple different people already. And then once the season finishes, we'll blast out, you know, the weeks that we're still looking for and, you know, try and make sure that we have games, again, that make sense for us. Really, for us, it's going to be trying to limit travel, especially after this year. You know, I think that's going to be a big one for us, is just trying to make sure that we're not, you know, traveling to Timbuktu.
Yeah, you'd like to have a home game, I guess, out of one of those two that you're trying to get, correct?
For sure, yeah. For sure. Especially after, you know, I mean, we've gone to Memphis, to Jackson, to Salina, to Chattanooga, to Johnson City, it's all this year. And so, you know, trying to not have to hop on a charter bus and drive 2 or 3 hours or more to a football game.
People that just see scores, they don't realize all the other, you know, all the road games that you had. And it can, I mean, we're talking like 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. I mean, it's not that easy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we had a game, we had a region game where we had to stay in a hotel the night before.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, we traveled a lot. And, you know, hopefully we can find some games where we don't have to travel quite as far. And we can get it all filled in and, you know, get to 10. Because I think that consistency is going to help. You know, I think not having a week 10 this year really hurt us. I mean, you have fall break, then you play a game, then you're off again, then you play a game. And like, it just, I think it was hard for us to kind of really get going again in the second half of the year, having those two bye weeks in 3 weeks.
And the cancellations of those teams came at such a terrible time, like right before the season, really.
Yeah, both
were
in
camp. You had no time to get anybody. I mean, it'd be a miracle if you got at least one of the two.
Right, yeah. The one happened the weekend before camp started. The other one happened during camp. So not a whole lot of options out there.
I know you tried, but it's pretty difficult. Okay. I'm looking forward to next year. I know you are. I know the Cougars are. I know Jason Piercy is. He's always excited about everything. But it's time to move on to another basketball season, and I know they're looking forward to that. New faces on the basketball program, if you can enlighten us with that just for a minute or two before we let you go.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch both of our teams, both boys and girls. You know, I don't want to go down their roster because I'll end up I'll mess people up. I'll forget people. But you know, I've been real excited. You know, talking with both coaches, I think both of them are going to be really, really good. You know, I've talked about it. I think our athletic department is all trending in the right direction. You know, it's nice to have a bunch of like-minded individuals, you know, and getting after it. And I think our athletic department's in a really good spot. And you know, really excited to watch our basketball teams compete. And really, you know, I think boys are going to be significantly better this year. I think they're going to play well. I think they're going to play really hard. I think there's going to be a good structure to it. And I think our girls team is going to be super talented. You know, really excited to see the steps they take and their growth throughout the year. And like I said, like I'm there at most of them. Especially if it's a home basketball game, I'm normally there. I enjoy watching them play. You know, I enjoy watching our football kids go play basketball. You know, when baseball season comes up, I'm going to be really excited to go watch our football kids play baseball.
One of the best single A gymnasiums you're going to find. I mean, it's really nice.
Yeah, it's top notch.
And the food, I always have to bring up the food. It's always exceptional.
Yeah.
At MTCS. I guess the James Hill Invitational Tournament will be coming up for middle school. That's coming up probably, what, January maybe? Is that starting in January? And that's when all the Mr. Piercy gets all, you know, all those games scheduled, which is an unbelievable task.
Oh, yeah.
And he's had help. Have you had to do anything with that? I mean, I'm sure you work
We work the games. I'll probably have to help a little bit more this year. Kind of taking in that assistant AD role, really that's kind of him and Billy Snell that handle a lot of it, handle the scheduling part of it. You know, it's a miracle they're able to fit it all in. You know, it's a busy time, you know, because we have our basketball season going on, and we're trying to get all the middle school tournament in. But it's a really good tournament. I think it's done really well.
And it's 100 and some odd teams.
Yeah, and you know, people keep coming back. So you know, I think we do something right. And again, it's fun. It's fun watching the kids compete. You know, middle school, high school, all the levels. It's fun getting to see you not being from Tennessee. You know, there's still teams every year that I'm like, where are they from? Like, I don't even know who this where this school is.
I can remember the first time I was actually coaching junior high, and what year was it? Probably 89. And that's how far it goes back, and it was a little bit before that. But that's incredible. They took it over from Central Middle, had it, and it just keeps getting bigger. I guess they've got a cutoff for teams now, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's been some that have already been told, like, we're full. Yeah. We can't take anybody else because, you know.
It is kind of considered the state tournament, you know,
yeah.
for basketball.
Absolutely.
I know there's others that claim it, but it's the one that everybody wants to go to.
For sure.
And it's a credit to the staff and everybody at the school.
Yeah, I think they do a really good job putting it on and running it, and I think it's well done. You know, there's a lot of time and effort that goes into it. You know, it's not just thrown together. And I think, you know, that's what it takes in order for one of those to run smoothly. Like, if you care about it and you spend the amount of time that it takes to make sure that it's done right, you know, I think, you know, there's got to be a level of care that it takes in order to run those things the right way. And you know, I think it's been really good for us. And you know, I enjoy watching it. I enjoy watching our middle school teams and our elementary teams go in and compete. You know, and excited to watch our high school teams. They get started, I believe, on Tuesday. I think it's their first game. And so really excited to watch them and see them kind of go out and get to kind of start the year off and see where we go.
Well, Christian, it's been great. It's been a great year. Your team has been fabulous. They're growing and they're getting better each and every day. And I know the score of this last game didn't end the way anybody wanted it to, but just look at it this way. If it had been the first game of the year, nobody would have remembered it.
Right.
You know, really. That's how, you know, that's how it works. But great future ahead, and stay injury-free, guy. You know, that's
absolutely
all I can say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's Christian Peterson, our head coach of the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars. And, buddy, they had a great year, and I want to appreciate him. I also want to tell him how much we appreciate him adding to our little extra 5 minutes that we talk about some other sports. And he's a real asset to the community and to MTCS. That's all for Cougar Corner. For John Dinkins and Brian Barrett, we'll see you next week.